We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Conservative.
What I don't like about Washington is they're very nice to your face, and then they take a shiv or a machete and they stab into your back. I'm a Wall Street guy, and I'm more of a front stabbing person, and I'd rather tell people directly how I feel about them.
Nobody talk about politics, like, don't say anything, you know.
A marriage that's been through it all.
She has filed for divorce over his naked political ambition.
These are the views of a couple in love, a couple with children, a couple with differing opinions and perspectives, a couple that survived.
He's kind of like an impetuous guy. In many ways, that's great. In some ways, it's tough when you're married.
What leads them back to each other? Communication, conversation, and a realistic outlook on the world we live in. Your hosts, Anthony and Deirdre Scaramucci. This is Mooch and the Missus.
So I was driving last night, and I think there was a full moon. Almost a full moon, or maybe tonight's a full moon, but it's definitely a full moon because two things.
Okay.
We're on time.
Yeah.
We were actually early, mm-hmm. both of us. We bumped into each other at the Starbucks, which mm-hmm. never happens.
I saw you come out of the car looking particularly hot. There were like three guys walking out of the Starbucks and they all did the head snap. Yeah, you're looking
really?
Particularly hot.
Okay. That's good mm-hmm. to know.
Yeah. I will blow you out of the water.
Yeah, of course.
No, not this week.
Not this week.
Somebody this else week. Already did that. They took care of it for me.
Someone else blew me out of the water this week. Yeah, I don't know if it's just a weekly thing. It could continue. But
your favorite president, Donald Trump?
Yeah. I don't know
oh
if he's
God.
Deirdre's favorite president, though. Mrs. Mooch is not liking that.
Well, I don't think any wife has had a bigger I told you so
yeah.
than I do this week.
All right, so what do you want to say?
Well, no, I'm not going to go there, but I'm just saying, like, if only Anthony listened to me in 2016, we wouldn't be sitting here today. But maybe we wouldn't be sitting here today doing this podcast, so that's...
Well, I don't know. We probably wouldn't be doing the podcast, but we'd be having fun doing other things. But hey, look, I mean, we're here now. What are the lessons learned, baby?
Mm.
You know, what are the lessons learned? People listening to this thing,
I have
it's
a big lesson
political podcast, relationship
learned.
Podcast. What's the lessons?
Well, unless it's your spouse... You should never put all your chips in one basket because.
Okay. Lesson number one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lesson number two, politicians are mean-spirited, ruthless people.
Well,
by
there's
and
a
large,
sub.
Right?
Yeah. So right. there's a 1A, which right. is especially right. if it's a politician.
Right.
Because they mm-hmm. couldn't care less if you lived or died. All they want is your green
right.
team.
Right. No, if there
yeah,
was.
Money and your time.
If that cat had a cold and there was a Kleenex there and the two of us had to die for him to use the Kleenex, we're dead. I mean, and that's just the truth.
Let me just tell you this much.
But whatever. I mean, look, I don't want to be a never-Trumper, though. I'm
no,
not going to go
you
with
don't
it.
Have to be a never-Trumper.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I just want to say mm-hmm. this much. He's actually given you more credibility by
yeah.
publicly dissing you because whoever he does that to goes up a notch in everyone's book because we know that he is a crazy pathological nutbag, well that's what I think, who denies knowing people that he has a personal relationship with and has had a personal relationship with.
Yeah, well that's all his signature moves. You beg me like a dog, he didn't really know me, he's not responsible
okay, so
for
what
everything.
I'm saying is it gives you street cred because we all know that he's fibbing or whatever you want to call
mm-hmm.
it,
mm-hmm.
even though you gave him time, money, effort, loyalty, and you tried to do what a real friend does, which is give honest feedback,
mm-hmm.
And not in a critical manner, but in a way that's constructive, and it wasn't received well, and that means he's a huge baby with thin skin, and he's the biggest crybaby on planet Earth.
But you know, you often give me a lot of critical feedback, so
and you
I
don't
take it.
And you know what? I have to say this about you. I'm not as good as receiving at receiving things like that, especially from somebody I care about, because I'm like, oh God, that really makes you, it forces you to, you know, self-reflect and adjust. And if there someone who loves you is telling you that, it's probably the truth, and it's probably something you need to pay attention to. When I give you any sort of criticism, for the most part, you take it to heart and you try to adjust or make a change. I think that is a sign of a big person. And he obviously doesn't have any of that in him, and he's absolutely pathetic. And I would say it to his face, because now he's attacked my family. Mm-hmm. And I think he's no better than you. He's no smarter than you.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's got some...
There's nothing better about him than you. And so who is he
right.
to say that about you?
No,
you
know? Listen, I mean, so he's been given this license. So unfortunately, very predictable outcome. You have to pass a 100% litmus test in order to be part of his disciples, in order to be one of his acolytes, and so they're all falling in line. This woman, Mercedes Schlapp, last night on Martha McCallum, she says, I'm a loser.
You?
Yeah, she calls me a loser because, and I terrorize wow. people in the White House, and I have a horrific management style, and I'm all about myself. So, you know, but she would love a job at SkyBridge where the people have very long duration. We pay 100% of their health care, and people, you know, very low attrition rate at SkyBridge, and so... And then I'm getting texts from people inside the White House that actually worked with me saying, this is ridiculous. You were very nice. You're just trying to bring people
no
together.
No offense, but you have never terrorized anybody in a workplace.
Never.
You're probably one of the easiest people
to
work for.
Of course. I mean, you know, people have worked with me for two or three
decades.
I mean,
you can be a little bit, you know, unpredictable, and, you know, you definitely are unique, have a unique style.
Busy.
But you...
No, but I tell people the truth, and you know, if they're... That time, many of them were leaking on the president. So I was like, okay, look, if you're going to leak on the president, I'm going to fire
you. Yeah, I wasn't there with you. Also, your personality was a little bit different at that time. You were a little bit different. So maybe, you know.
Smug? Arrogant? What? Pissed?
Yeah, I think you were, had a big head.
Yeah.
I think you
less self-aware, no question. Yeah, no, I've eaten crow over the last 2 or 3
years. Right, that's why we don't need to go there. But maybe he had
I think it's made me more aware. It's like, as an example, I'm in a Twitter war with the president of the United States. Just think about how surreal and ridiculous that is. But I have been successful in detaching my emotions from it, whereas 3 years ago I would not have been able to do that, which is why I had that slip-up regarding Steve Bannon.
Right.
But Mercedes Schlapp...
She needs a slap across the face.
Yeah, it's sort of weird because I always liked her. I never worked with her inside the White House, but now she's calling me a loser, and that's
she's trying to presidential. Get in his
yes, of course, good. That's presidential language. So I tweeted back to her very nicely. I said, "You seem nice when I met you. Call me when the spell breaks, you know, because you're now trapped in that spell, right?" And I get that. And then
that's what I thought about you in 2017.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough.
When I met you. Call me when the spell breaks.
Okay, so I called you. The minute the spell broke, I called you. Okay, look at you having fun with yourself over there, huh? Laughing and so forth. Stephanie Grisham, she's the press secretary. Always liked her. She's a very good person. She says that I'm embarrassing and blah, blah, blah. All the stuff that she's supposed to say.
Okay, you're spending way too much time online.
I am.
You
I
would
am.
Have less wrinkles and be so much happier today. Okay.
Do I have a lot of wrinkles?
No, but you would look like
pretty good.
You would look
good.
Like a 30-year-old if you'd stop reading these people's comments.
I can't move my forehead, but
why
I think
are you
I think I look
why are you wasting your life reading these comments from people that mean nothing to you?
Yeah, because I'm stupid and human. But all right, well, let me ask you this.
Anthony's like a kid. Last night, I asked him to lay with our 5-year-old to put him to sleep. I said, "Can you just lay with him? Because I have to go put the baby to sleep. Just let me shut the lights off. Put your phone down. Can you just lay with him for
busted.
Like?" A minute, like,
busted.
Can you just, you know, cuddle with him? Definitely. So I waited outside the door for 30 seconds. I went back in like a mom, and who's on his phone? Under the covers, like, oh my God.
Busted.
Reading Mercedes Schlapp's comments. Like, put it down. You'll be better. You'll be best.
Yeah. Yeah, be best. I got to be best. Okay,
oh my God. I would love to meet up with her right now.
Right. Well, she's trolling him with that, right? You know that. That's a. She
oh,
can't...
Aunt, you're stretching this. You think Melania's trolling him would be best?
Well, what do you think it's about then? He's the bully in chief.
No, she
from
had to come
Oval
up.
Office.
That's why she had to come up with something that was like trying to make it seem like she gave a shit, and that was what she went with.
No, but I mean, it hasn't had any impact on her husband.
Well, I feel
the be best
really
movement.
Bad for her.
Yeah,
He's got to be a bear to freaking live with, I have to say. She's probably so happy that he's distracted because she could just do whatever.
I mean, look, I find it crazy, but we're here now. Chances are he gets reelected. Don't you agree with that?
I don't know anymore. I have no idea.
Yeah, I think the fatigue is setting in. Okay, so a lot of the people...
It's still 15 months away.
Yeah, a lot of people...
God only knows what he could do between now and then.
The fatigue is setting in, so maybe people...
He could do great things, or he could turn this whole thing even more upside down. Right. I don't know.
So, we have a couple of questions here. Do you think that the president, this is for Mrs. Mooch, he eventually turns on everyone, and soon he will turn on the entire country. Do you agree with your husband?
Who's it? I mean, that's what you wrote in your tweet.
Yes. So do you agree with that, Mrs. Mooch?
I mean, so theoretically, I don't think he'd ever like turn on the country and become some sort of like rogue villain or something like that. But he, in many ways, has already turned his back on the country because he's doing what's best for him versus what's best for everybody who lives here. It's literally the Trump show. It's all about him, not about anybody else. And so that, in many ways, is very negative and very terrible for all of us. But I do believe, yes, 1,000%, I think he turns his back on every and anybody at any given time. I don't think there is 1 ounce of a molecule inside his body that is loyal to anybody. And if you piss him off and you do something that he thinks makes him look bad, you're done. And it's at a drop of a dime, and he never looks back. And I don't think he cares about anybody, literally. I'm telling you this from, I mean, I have pretty good sense of people. I think he has absolutely no love or affection for one single person on this planet. But I don't know. Maybe you think something different. But
no, I mean, but look, I mean, he's a politician. Politics is supposed to be ruthless. I mean,
no, but that's
that
not
make
a
him
politician.
Effective?
That is him as a human being. Okay,
right.
Michael Cohen. Whether I don't believe I don't. I think a lot of the things he did for Trump were very wrong, and he should have said no. But at the same token, now the guy is sitting there in jail and Trump is denouncing him like he never even... They were like everywhere together all the time. So he will take some a long-standing relationship and throw it into the fireplace or the wood chipper and say he never knew you.
Mm-hmm.
So you could give him everything
right. And
you get nothing back.
Right. Well, I mean, everyone's experiencing that. So, I mean, you know.
So, yes, he would do that to anybody.
Several former cabinet members that I spoke to last night after the Anderson Cooper interview, they were like,
you could have like a basketball team.
They're just trying to figure out if they're going to come out or not.
Of people. If you compiled all of the people he's gone after, you could have like an army of people.
It's definitely a football team. It's not just a basketball team. So, you know, you read in the paper over the weekend, many people on Long Island that are Trump supporters.
Mm-hmm.
They're a closet because they're afraid they're going to lose business if they speak out. So what is it about him? He's just created this emotion. This is what's called Trump derangement syndrome, right? That the people are just over the top emotion about, wow, this guy's a super bad guy. And so they're just consumed with it, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that's affecting people. You've spoken out about the hypocritical issue. If politics become so toxic that you can't express yourself anymore, or is it a litmus test on friendships? It has become, unfortunately, a litmus test now on friendships, you know. And in the president's defense, he's getting slaughtered in the media, so I get the fight back. I just don't understand the personal attacks coming from the presidential Twitter feed against his fellow citizens. That's the thing I don't get. I've always said that. And by the way, people are saying, oh, well, you just broke this Friday or Saturday. It's totally not true. I've expressed 10 or 15 different things, including writing an op-ed in The Hill about the press not being the enemy of the people. It's not like I haven't disagreed with him. I'm not a Trump apologist, but I just think it's one bridge, one step too far.
This is so funny. Like, we have a tweet from one of our listeners, Mariana Moravi, I think her name is, and it says, "We love you guys. Please make peace with Trump. Oh my God, what happened? I'll pray." What happened is there's no making peace with somebody like him, and he is going after us. So there's nothing that we can do. Now we just have to live and go on our merry way and hope he does the right thing for the country. I think he's done a terrible injustice to himself because I know I'm probably biased, but I think Anthony is one of the more eloquent, educated, intelligent people he has speaking on his behalf. But I guess that doesn't really matter to him because he's fine with his communications director going on the record and calling Anthony a loser. So I guess he's fine with any type of talk. So you don't need intelligence or eloquence. But were so you, those people that feel badly about the falling out, I mean, that's not how you wanted it.
So when the tweet came into the tweet box from the lunatic in chief, we were at Craig's having a meal, right?
That's a restaurant in LA. Anthony thinks everybody knows what that is. So he's like telling the driver, oh, I'm going to go to Craig's. And they're like thinking, oh, like, okay, like maybe that's his friend Craig. I don't know. Like,
My bad.
Can you drop me off at Craig's and then after Craig's take me to LA?
I love my wife. I love the fact that, you know, she I could be sensitized or partially bruised here and there, but she's going right for the nutsack right here in the middle of the podcast.
No, I just laughed like the other day when you were calling people up saying, can you give me a ride to Craig's? And they were like, well, who's this Craig guy?
All right, well, that's when the tweet came in. And so your reaction to it was you were upset about it or what would you?
No, I only thought it was a matter of time. And you had like that weird witchy ESP that day. We were sitting around.
So it's coming today. I can feel it.
And you were like, yep.
It's coming today.
It's only a matter of time.
We're having too much fun on the Bill Maher show. It's an entertainment show.
No, but it wasn't even about that. It's just because I think probably five or six times you were on a show and you expressed discomfort or, you know, a dislike for the... Go back to
but I said that you came from taking pictures with your thumb up in the air like it's a fundraising luncheon with an orphan baby. I said it's just a bad visual.
You know what really bothers me about him? This is not like a therapy session, but I love how he takes credit for everybody's life and their success. Like, you had a very well-established career and company before you had anything to do with him. If anything, you gave up your whole life to help him, and you were on TV for 6 years before you even had anything to do with him.
Seven.
But you're...
And I hosted a television show.
Correct. But he made you.
Right.
Like, come on. Right. You know what? Whatever. I just can't stand that.
Well, that's what he does. That's the fear. So, but...
Fear? What is he fear?
No. What?
I think, he should stay where he is.
Yeah, I think he should stay where he is.
We should definitely stay where I am. But the fear basis that he's creating, that's part of the design of a demagogue. So he's got people that hate his guts in Washington, but they're afraid to say anything because of what he's
afraid of.
They don't, I mean, come on. They don't want to take incoming from the presidential Twitter feed, and they don't want him on the tarmac.
Do you think anyone takes that seriously? Do you think because he said that about you, anybody's going to believe that about you?
No, I think it's actually funny. At this point, I think it's become a badge of honor. Some of us who have worked for him that have taken incoming like this, we now think it's a badge of honor. In the beginning, it was a little unsettling for some of the people.
Yeah, but it's like...
It wasn't unsettling for me because I predicted it and I was ready for it. But
it's his constant and predictable thing now. Like, the day that he dissed and dismissed you on Saturday, someone happened to post online, today on Trump's Twitter feed, he took out, and it was like, you...
Joe Biden,
everybody.
Everybody
on the whole planet Earth, you know,
Bill
Maggie
Maher,
Haberman, Bill Maher, Maher you right, name, there were right. literally 9 or 10 people and countries and places. It's like, so it doesn't mean anything. It's like I always yell at you because I always say, stop telling everybody you love them. Cause then when you tell it to me, I feel like it's less than, you know what I mean?
Okay, so I took that coaching.
Right. But I'm saying when you spread something around so much, whether it be an I love you or an I hate you, it takes away the power of it because it's so common.
Right.
So that's what he does. It's so common that no one even cares.
So let me ask you this, because he attacked me on the tarmac at Air Force One, said that I was a nervous guy and a neurotic. You find me to be a nervous...
Who said that?
Trump.
When?
This afternoon.
Oh, my God. So I must live in a bubble.
So...
Where did he say you were a nervous person?
He was boarding a plane, I guess. He was at he was heading to the helicopter or something. He was at the White House. He said that I was a nervous guy and I'm a neurotic guy and I had said things that were... used bad judgment in the White House and that he's not a fan of mine. He's not a fan. All the typical stuff that he says. So
but
you think I'm a nervous guy?
How did this become public knowledge?
He said it in a press spray at the White House in front of the White House correspondents.
Oh, okay. So this was wasn't...
Someone asked him about me, and he said that I'm a nervous guy and neurotic. Guy and neurotic?
No. I think you are hyper, but you're not nervous.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever been nervous about anything, so I find that weird.
No, you're a hyper person. Yeah. You have a lot of energy.
I'm hyper because I got a lot to do. You know, we're building our business and raising our family, but...
Unfortunately, it's weird that you're never nervous.
Okay, but I want to just point out that people
because, like, when a plane is in severe turbulence, and I'm like, we're going down, and you're like sleeping,
right?
Or yeah. whatever.
I look like I'm very nervous on TV. I know that. And so that's where he must be getting it from. But but what I find really funny about politicians, because he's now just the politician, is that they try to pick your strength and they attack that. Like, as an example, John Kerry was a decorated Vietnam veteran. Mm-hmm. George Bush stayed home, homeland, and he flew planes for the National Guard. So they attacked John Kerry's strength. They said he was a coward while he was being decorated as a war veteran. Remember the Swift boat thing? You probably vaguely remember.
Oh, yeah.
So to me, they always pick...
This was before I was entrenched in politics.
Yes. Sorry about that. Mitt Romney, very honest guy, high ethics, high integrity. He gave some woman cancer in Michigan. So this is the way
I remember all that.
They move on you. And then what happens is you get frozen. Because when your strength is being attacked in an ad hominem way, your personal identity is tied to your strengths, not your weaknesses. Your weaknesses you accept if you're smart and you're able to.
Well, because it makes you question your strengths. Like maybe it's not exactly.
That's like with Beto, with the hand movements and stuff like that. So, but I mean, what's weird about Trump is that so far he hasn't laid a glove on me. I mean, I find that the attack on me isn't so virulent, if you will.
Well, what is he?
I don't know what he's going to say. So, I mean, I tweeted out after that. I said, so I guess the next thing is I begged him like a dog for a job, and then I'm short or something like that. I mean, what else is he going to say? I'm the dumbest person on Wall Street, you know, stuff like this. Let me read you an imaginary Trump tweet sent to me. This is like really fun. This is from John Dorsey. So
I feel like we're having like a post-mortem. Like, right. I feel like we're taking apart
Jim Apple.
Anatomy of a cadaver.
Little Anthony Scaramucci, who was fired like a dog because of his potty mouth, is the dumbest man on Wall Street. He calls Trump every morning while I hate watch Morning Joe in my tidy whities. My internal polling numbers suck, but more towers and racist tweets will fix everything. Mm-hmm. Help. Mm-hmm. I think it's really funny.
The
point is that's...
You know why it's funny? Because it could have come straight from Trump and I would have believed it.
Yeah, I should probably send that out on my Twitter feed.
No, that's why
I'm kidding. I'm not doing
Let's
that.
Just move on from
All right, let's
this.
Move on.
Okay,
so
we
let's go to another topic. Let's go to our friend Chris Cuomo.
Yeah, so this is another person.
Right.
High integrity guy.
Yeah.
Father, was very well regarded, highly respected man.
Mm-hmm.
Brother's the governor of New York. I think they're all trying to do something positive to make this place a little bit better of a place to live. And there's always one jerk that if it was my son, I would take him by his ear into the corner and give him the business because... He's obviously looking for a fight. He was baiting Chris by calling him Fredo in a public setting in front of his family. And, you know, someone says it to you once, someone says it to you twice, you let it roll. But when it keeps happening, and this is a very, very volatile environment we live in, so obviously that person probably was diametrically opposed to him politically, so figured he'd get his goat. But I feel bad for Chris because if it happens to you 10 times, on the 10th time, sometimes you flip out because you can't take it anymore. Like when my kids are screaming for 10 minutes, the first 10 minutes, I'm like, okay, I could deal with this. And then the 11th minute, I'm like, okay, enough. Like it's enough. And that's what happens. People lose it. And we're in a world of phones with cameras and video cameras. So he caught him yelling at him.
My name is Chris Cuomo. I'm an anchor on CNN.
Oh, you're much...
Fredo is from The Godfather. He was that weak brother.
Isn't that your
and
brother?
And they use it as an Italian aspersion.
You know, he probably also... We all come from something, not to be, again, too psychological, but
trigger.
I'm sure there's a trigger there because of his dad and his brother.
And
I'm sure people say
thing
things
to
him
honest.
About that, and it got him pissed. And he reacted like a human being. And I don't think... If he wants to apologize for his language or whatever, that's fine. But he didn't really do anything that's so terrible.
Right.
So I support him.
Our good friend Sean Hannity that was on this show supported him.
I support him. Mm-hmm. I support him. I think he's human and it happens. So,
All right. So Trump
You and I both know about getting busted on tape. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so Trump is...
Not like Kim Kardashian tape-ish.
Yeah.
But.
Although that would have made us probably more famous than even the Orange Maniac. Okay, well...
The best is Anthony's on the keto diet. And our little guy didn't you know, he was talking to somebody and he told them that his dad was on the Cheeto diet, which is even funnier
I was on the Cheeto diet. I tried to convert it to keto.
No, but it's just so funny because that's like the Donald Trump symbolism.
Right. I have a tattoo on my ass that says exit only.
Right. Right. I definitely do. And on my forehead says incoming. So would Chris Cuomo be given a red flag for his recent rant?
Yeah, I just dropped everything.
Filthy language.
A red flag from whom?
You know, like these red flag laws if you're crazy. Okay, this is the Trumpster. Would Chris Cuomo be given a red flag for his recent rant, filthy language, and a total loss of control? He wouldn't be allowed to have any weapon. He's nuts. So this, and then he's tweeting.
Wow, he is such an instigator.
Right, then he's tweeting about our intelligence has informed us that the Chinese government is moving troops to the border with Hong Kong. So in one sentence, he's ad hominemly attacking a fellow citizen. And then the next sentence, he's talking about the situation in China. And this is why people get upset. You know,
Trump is crazy.
Yeah, well, we know that. All right, so white supremacists threatened a shooting at the Walmart. 26-year-old white supremacist. Tucker Carlson says there's no white supremacy in the country. It's a total hoax.
By the way, we were watching news over the weekend. Mm-hmm. And I blocked this all out now because it's just all like, ba-bom, ba-bom, ba-bom. But someone... I think it was on Donnie Deutsch. I think Donnie Deutsch was saying that he didn't truly believe Tucker Carlson was thought that that it was an act, and it, you know that there's some you know theatrics to news. And I'm like, there's no freaking way. He definitely believes that.
Okay.
He's in Tucker Carlson. I don't care if he has kids or not. Obviously, you can have 20,000 kids and be a maniac. Look at Donald Trump. It doesn't matter that you have kids. It doesn't mean you know what you're talking about. You know what I mean? Does it make you a good person? There are people that do terrible things that have children. So that's not a good rationale to why someone actually wouldn't think or say or do something stupid or bad. So Tucker Carlson, I think that's a hoax. Don't you believe that he thinks there are?
Yeah, I don't know him that well, but I mean, I think he's saying it on TV. I have to take him at his word that he thinks it's a hoax, but there's just a lot of evidence
out
there.
So what does he call the people that are in the Ku Klux Klan? They're not white supremacists?
I don't know.
What are they?
I guess he thinks
they're extreme conservatives?
I don't know. Maybe he's going to wear a hood to the Republican convention. I have no idea, but I just think that the evidence is there and there's got to be some level of objectivity. We can't curve the news and twist the narrative to fit something that doesn't really
exist. Well, we were having an interesting, I don't know if you want to talk about this, you can cut me off at the pass if you don't, but we were having an interesting conversation with somebody who is pretty well known, but super smart and very thoughtful and totally down the middle as a human versus someone who goes 50-50 or one way or the other on politics. So we were having this really cerebral conversation with him. And he happens to be African-American, and he was saying that he gets how people who are Caucasian or they were born in this country or whatever, they want to celebrate their heritage. He said that's not a bad thing, and it shouldn't be deemed as racist. But we were talking about how when it starts getting into a dangerous territory where they don't want anyone else around or they want to hurt other people, that's when it gets...
very
iffy and weird.
Insightful.
It's very insightful because he was saying that most other groups are allowed to have like something that celebrates them as a people or shows their pride as a people. But when white people do it, they said they get labeled as racist or supremacist. And I agreed with that in many ways. But, you know, when you start running around and you want to like take everybody else out, that's a whole different story. That is racist. But that was an interesting way to look at it, you know?
Because he celebrates
Especially from a non-white perspective.
Yeah, he celebrates his heritage. He has no problem with other people celebrating their heritages, but why do we have to preach hate while we're doing it? That's all.
Right.
I get that. So
it was very thoughtful. And
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's go to the Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody inspiring you there? Anybody impressing you?
No, unfortunately.
Okay.
Because this is where I sit right now. I like a lot of Trump's policies, especially as it relates to the markets before this whole tariff blow up, which now he changed the goalposts again. He moved the date again.
Yeah, that's why there's no investment capital, because of the lack of predictability about the tariffs.
Right. So a lot of the things economically I really do appreciate and understand, and I think he's doing a great job in many ways with that stuff. But I would really love to not vote for him again. Mm-hmm. However, I cannot see myself going and voting for like an Elizabeth Warren or a Bernie Sanders, because that is just way too left for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know who it's going to be, because I think Joe Biden is slipping a little bit. He just seems like not on his game. So I would love to vote for somebody like Joe Biden if it was him 5 years ago or 7 years ago when he was like a whippersnapper. But now I feel like that ship has sailed. So time will tell. We still have 15 months. I don't really know. But I just wish Michael Bloomberg would run. I wish.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he's ruled it out, so it's not going to happen. But you know, there is a scenario, it's less than 5%, that the president doesn't run.
Doesn't run?
Yeah. Less than 5%. But it's
less than 5%. That would never happen.
19 out of 20,
he's the
running.
Biggest egomaniac. He has never given up on anything in his life.
Some things could happen, and it could alter the landscape. Okay, Uncle Neil's asking me, will I definitely not vote for Trump?
No, see, that's the thing. We would vote for
somebody.
Him if we need to.
I got
to
vote for somebody. I'm going to vote, as I've always voted in these elections, for the lesser of the two evils.
Right,
if it's
exactly.
Bernie Sanders,
that's all it ever is.
No way you can vote for that. You don't want socialism in the country.
Give him the business.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
we're not going to ruin the country.
Problem
so
is
that
our votes aren't going to matter here in the state of New York, because
right,
the Electoral College victory is going to go to the blue candidate. But I'm a person that will tell you the truth. I'm not ruling out voting for President Trump. I'm just saying I wish he would stop. I'm going to say the same thing I said before the Twitter fight started, which is I wish the guy would cut it out. There's no reason for this. There's no reason for racist tweets coming from the Oval Office. Just no reason for it. So cut it out. If he doesn't cut it out, though, I do predict that there is a 5% chance, not more than that, maybe less than that, of an intervention where a group of senior leadership in the Republican Party says, okay, it's going a
no
bridge
way.
Too far.
Too big, a bunch of weenies.
Too many carrots, right?
Yeah.
So I'll be the only person that's speaking out openly, even though all these weenies run to the journalists and say, he's crazy. I'll be the only one speaking out openly.
It'll just be like the person who sent the letter a year ago or however many months ago. Like, if that person spoke up, if you spoke up, if everyone joined in that really had an opinion, then things would change. But no one will do that, because it's that whole shepherd, that whole sheep mentality, where you just follow the herd.
Well,
and,
you know, you've seen that in other power structures.
Unfortunately,
where
you're the black sheep.
Fear-based. You know, I was with a group
or
today.
Or fortunately, I don't know. Sometimes it's great.
I don't know if I'm the black sheep, the white sheep, the gray sheep. I don't know what I am.
I think we need to change the intro to our podcasts now that you know, it's like the narrative is really
I'm still conservative. I just think the guy's whacked. I mean, I'm not gonna hold back on that. But here's the thing. In Lebanon, you can't say anything, because the leadership will try to destroy your business, or the leadership will try to undermine you, or they'll cancel one of your governmental contracts. You know, and so in a weird way, he synthetically created that through the demagoguery, meaning, okay, here's the deal. If you're with me, you can't say one sentence, one syllable away from me. Right. It's a blind obligation, which is very different from loyalty. Loyalty is when you tell me
I love you,
but can you put the phone down and pay attention to
it's
Nick?
Probably a little more genuine loyalty.
Yeah,
loyalty is
more genuine than blind obeisance. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? Okay, let's keep going.
Never knew that word before.
De Blasio is drawing 15 attendees in Iowa. The New Yorkers are spending, you know, I think it's over $1 million now on a security detail while he's in Iowa. And places like New Hampshire and South Carolina. And what do you think?
I don't think we even need to waste 2 minutes about him, because he's obviously a non-issue. He's not going anywhere. Nothing's happening with him, and he should just call it quits. And we should move on. Talk about lack of self-awareness.
Right. Amen. Okay.
But we woke up first before we, the firestorm of tweets from Trump about you. We woke up to the Epstein news. We were in California, but he somehow managed to come off suicide watch in that prison and managed to off himself. I don't know how.
Okay, so,
and I don't know if we'll ever really know.
I don't think we'll ever really know, but the way it seems like
but
it
happened.
But
if we listened to Trump, it was Bill and Hillary.
Yeah, well, see, that's the stuff that you have to say is like sort of crazy. I mean, I don't believe that, but he, what he did, though, is he tied a sheet around his neck. And then he,
oh, well, that then he, laugh sounds like she could kill somebody.
All right. She didn't
Wait,
kill anybody.
Wait, what happened? He put
no, he
shoes?
Tied it,
this
no,
is
he tied
this
a,
is very
tied a sheet
graphic,
to the
I'm
bed,
sorry.
The bedpost, wrapped it around his neck. And then he leaned in a certain way, okay, and used the blunt.
Okay.
Catapulting his leg,
right,
snap
nice.
His
okay.
neck. Okay, whatever. Thanks. I'm telling you how it happened. I don't, you know, look, that's what they're saying. You know, look, I mean, it's a morbid situation. So the point being is that they have to continue to investigate it and they have to try to get some kind of satisfaction or relief for the victims. You know?
Well, he has an estate and tons of money.
Yeah.
He owns like half of St. Thomas. Mm-hmm.
So hopefully that will come down and hopefully that will happen.
See, this just goes to show you that other than being able to provide and feed and have some health care for your family, money and all that means bupkis.
Yeah, of course. FBI is media monitoring. They're worried about mass
shootings.
By
the way, Trump didn't know him either, even though he went on his plane 27 times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. He had no idea who he was. He's not a fan.
Right.
So he's not a fan of mine. He's not a fan of Jeff Epstein.
Doesn't know. He
not
has
a
no
fan
idea
of Rex Tillerson. He made him the Secretary
doesn't
of State.
Doesn't know who Michael Cohen
not a
is.
Fan. Michael Cohen was just one of many lawyers that he had, even though they sat right next to each other. And Michael worked for him diligently for 10 years. And it's the same thing over and over again. But, I mean, most of the guys in New York that work with him in business said this, I should have taken heed. Okay, let's go to the FBI social media monitoring. They're monitoring against mass shootings. They're taking away your civil liberties if they're doing that. You're okay with that?
I'm sorry. I was too busy looking at a picture of you on Instagram. What happened?
Was it an unflattering picture or what was it?
Yeah, you look nuts.
I look nuts,
wait,
of
so,
course. They're trying to take unflattering
wait,
pictures.
Wait, so what did, you, what did you ask me?
Disfigure me?
No, no, what did you ask me?
No, no. The FBI is monitoring social media.
Okay, I think they should.
Okay,
a lot of these people that have done these things, these shootings,
they
have
set it, up
set
on
it online,
media, right.
And
okay.
even.
All right, so I'm sort know. Of in agreement with you on that. I don't think it violates anybody's social or civil liberties.
Listen, if you sign up for these social media platforms, you know people are looking at them.
Right.
And obviously people don't care because they're like, I ate a taco.
Right.
I have a lump on my vagina. You know, they write, they type and post
was,
every single thing. That wasn't
no
me.
Lumps on her vagina.
No.
I just wanted to report that.
I also didn't eat a taco because I will never eat meat again after seeing that New York Post chicken wing video.
Why were
so
the,
I haven't
the
had
wings
chicken
still had
or
nerve
meat
endings that were firing? And
yeah,
it, like,
and the thing
leapt
crawled off the table. So if something shoots out of your vagina, you're going to worry about it. Yeah. Anyway, so I haven't eaten meat in 3 weeks, so I didn't eat a taco. But what else are we talking about? Okay, Jeff Epstein, yeah, so. I love boobs. I do. That's the only meat I'll eat.
Boobs?
Yeah.
All right.
I mean not
definitely
really.
Going to get ratings off of that.
Yeah. We talk about sex at some point.
So. All right, so.
Okay, so what else? Oh, let's see. Maybe you're a cat, by the way.
Are you a cat or a dog
Cats
person?
Cats ignore humans.
So that
so
makes
I'm
me
always
cat.
Like ant, and you're off in space. So maybe
so what are you?
A part cat.
You're not a cat. You're a dog.
I'm definitely a dog.
Okay, tell me why.
Because I like love, affection,
scratching,
snuggling, playing,
eating. You like to.
Cats like chill by themselves, and
you like to do your duty in a certain territorial space.
He is a sick puppy.
Yeah, I wasn't thinking about that, but yeah.
All right, so to me, okay, I think we got a lot going on. I'm looking through our rundown supplied to you by Uncle Neil. Did a great job here, Neil.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on, okay? You've got
there's so many things we
sexual
couldn't
depravity.
Even ever.
You've got presidential bullying. You've got presidential crazy
what
behavior that's causing people to boycott them. You've got
what about the
people
menopause?
Calling Chris Cuomo Fredo, which is a total
what about
setup.
Delaying menopause by 20 years? I wonder how people would feel about that.
How do you do it?
It's a surgical procedure.
So what does that mean?
Well, it's being done in England. I don't know. They've only tried it on like 10 people. But basically, they remove a piece of your ovaries. I guess that's what...
And then they reimplant it. I see. And that'll... Right. And that will restore the patient's younger natural hormones. The problem is no one knows what kind of effects the procedure will have as time goes by, and no one will know for several decades. I don't know.
Well, I mean, it's not going to kill you. So if you're... I mean, what's the worst that could happen?
I'm sort of embarrassed by this, but I'm going to just let you guys
what,
know.
What, you're in male menopause?
I'm not in male menopause.
No underwear, no thong.
But my oldest son, well, you know, he likes being private, so we'll give out his name, but my oldest son asked me.
I'm sure
me,
they have Google, FYI. I'm sure they could find out his name.
My oldest,
Tim Apple.
My oldest son is texting me, have I ever tried cool sculpting?
Oh, yeah. No, remember I was talking to him about it.
Oh, you were talking to him
about
it. In L.A.,
oh, okay. I said to him.
Okay, I was like, I looked it
I
up.
Asked
I mean,
him
that's
if,
like you freeze your
fat. If he knew any
fat.
Place where I could go to remove my cellulite, and he was telling me all about cool sculpting.
Okay.
See, again, know. You okay. were ignoring us in the car on the way to Bill Maher.
No, I sort
you
of.
You were too busy doing cameos.
Those are fun. Mm. Cameo.com. You can look me up for $100. I'll say stuff to
you. Know
to
what
you.
Song I'm going to play for Anthony okay. when he walks in the house? Cats in the Cradle. Maybe that'll resonate.
Oh, that's a good one. That hurts. We'll talk about
blown.
That. We'll talk about that offline, how much that hurts, but that's fine. That hurt me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I take it back. Oh, you are?
A little bit. It's okay.
Oh, my God. I had no
You'll
idea.
You'll pass the tissue. It's going to be rough here. I'm
oh
a little
my God.
Nervous.
Rewind
today.
The tape. Delete that.
No, it's all good.
Dragging their testicles on the floor.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, just shooting stuff out left and right now. So. Cool sculpting. Would you try it?
Yes.
You would?
Yeah, I just...
I mean, it's FDA approved and everything like that, right?
Yeah, basically all it is just...
Well, what the hell am I doing
like
on
cold,
keto then? Let's go back to Cheeto
like
and we'll just use cold sculpting.
It's like cold gel on your, you know, problem areas.
But they don't put it anywhere near your pee-pee or anything like that, right?
Unless you have like cellulite on
no,
your
pee-pee. No, I don't have any cellulite on my pee-pee, but I do have it, you know...
No, you don't place. Have cellulite. Men
I don't have
cellulite,
but I have men who could use some cool sculpting apparently. So, one last question before
maybe he
we
saw
let
you this weekend and
go.
Thought you looked so good. Maybe he thought you already did cool sculpting.
Okay, so that's what Bill Maher said. That's like really funny. That was exactly what Bill Maher said.
What did he say? Did you do cool sculpting?
No, Bill Maher said, come on, you know, you handle yourself great. It's got to be irritating to him. It's got to always be about him. That's what Bill Maher said. Whatever. It doesn't matter. He went after Bill Maher. He went after me.
I love
he went
Bill
after
Maher.
Maggie Haberman. He went after Joe Biden. He went after Donnie Deutsch. Remember? He went after Donnie Deutsch.
Not on Saturday.
Yes, he did Saturday.
Sunday.
Sunday, yeah, he viciously attacked.
Because Saturday yeah. is the show. Saturday night is Donnie
good news
Deutsch.
Is we've normalized this and people expect it, so let's see
I don't
where
know if that's good
now.
News.
Right.
Everyone's mm-hmm. like, oh, yeah, it's just the commander-in-chief dogging out all mm-hmm. the citizens of his country
mm-hmm.
that helped him win. Mm-hmm. But anyway...
So it's all good. We're moving on.
So that's the thing that everybody needs to know, that we're not home crying in the basement or anything.
No,
we're moving
I mean this
on.
Is actually, I mean, the weird part for
it's
me
sort
is
of liberating.
Actually, yeah, it's been liberating and a lot of fun. I mean, I actually enjoy the fight. So I mean, I'm a happy warrior. Ding.
Who said that the other day? Happy warrior.
I think Bill said it, right? Bill Maher said it.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Yeah, he said, here he is, the happy warrior.
Oh, yeah, that's what he
yeah,
called
as,
you.
As he introduced
yeah, yeah, yeah.
me. Yeah, because I don't care. I mean, up for the fight. I mean, Bill Maher, I'm getting... I probably, if I go back on the show, I'll probably get cheered now. I get booed every time I come on the show. But I'm not changing my principles or my conservative orthodoxy. I'm just telling people what I think. I'm socially to the left, love all people, and we got to be smart. But the Republicans are way more fiscally imprudent now than even the Democrats. I mean, they're running the deficit through the roof.
Oh, Obama. Imprudent. Yeah. Imprudent, yeah.
Yeah, the Obama was at least trying to cut the deficit. You know what I mean? So...
But right, Anthony baby. Really is a good guy.
Well, maybe that was last week. Now he's not a fan. You know what I mean? It's like crazy, right? So, what else, baby? Anything else you want to say?
Nah.
You having a good time?
Yep.
You look very svelte. The cheekbones are protruding. I must say you look very hot in the bikini the other day.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going in for cool sculpting now.
Me too.
That.
Find a place
sexual
for us.
Sexual escapades. Yeah. Oh,
find a place for us and we'll come back. Do I hear like, oh, was that you panting?
No, I'm not panting. I was just going to say the only good news about this whole week, well, I'm getting more collusion and less obstruction. So this is good.
Okay. Yeah. Nice. Mm-hmm. See ya. Okay, no, seriously.
See you next
Tuesday. Yeah, we'll be back. So we'll see you next Tuesday. And Anthony's on social media like a madman, so check him out.
Okay, I'll be off social media now for the next week. I'm putting it in a lockbox.
Right.
Just call me when the president tweets about me so I can fire back.
All right. Okay, we'll see you next week.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.